Hello, I'm DJ Shay on the mic. In the studio with us today is up-and-coming hip-hop artist Devin Cousin.
What's good, Shay? How you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, Devin, thank you for being here with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you and where are you from?
I just turned 21, late August, Virgo Nation. I'm from Florence, Mississippi. I was raised in Jackson, West Jackson to be exact. But majority of my life, I lived in Florence, which is in Rankin County. So, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty country.
You're currently a student here at JSU. What are you majoring in, and what do you plan on doing with your degree after you graduate?
I'm a mass communications major, concentrating in media production. So I really want to do something with engineering, with like a radio station. And I felt like getting into mass comm and getting into that, you know, obviously would be the right direction to go. After I graduate, I just kind of want to have a, if my music dream doesn't work out, I would like to have like a radio station or probably an engineer for a radio station or something like that.
Okay. So I mentioned you're a hip hop artist. When did you realize music was something that you wanted to do? And who are some of the artists that inspire you?
Around seven, I want to say around six or seven, I was very big on Lil Bow Wow. So my dad, he always used to like give me his CDs and stuff like that. So that was like the first inspiration. And that's like when I started rapping, when I saw Lil Bow Wow doing it, I was like, man, if he can do it, I can do it. So I started doing it. And that's when I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna do something with music. But yeah, Bow Wow would be number one. Some other inspirations, like a lot of people don't know, like Frank Sinatra. I listen to a lot of other jazz artists like Miles Davis, John Coltrane, those more people, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, stuff like that. And then like more people to this day, like Lauryn Hill, J. Cole, you know, Andre 3000, people like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
As an artist, would you say you're more of a writer, the producer, or the performer?
The writer and the performer. Not really the producer part, but the writer and the performer for sure.
So since you do write, what influences your lyrics and what audience are you trying to engage?
I'm trying to just connect to the audience that's willing to listen, basically. The people who need it, but also the people who are just, you know, woke in a sense and are willing to take knowledge or listen to somebody else about situations that are going on in the world. I really like to hit the people that, you know, just that don't want to listen, but that's the most difficult thing you could do. So, you know, but yeah, I just really want to hit whoever it's for. And, you know, if people don't follow, then people just not going to follow. They're going to see it at the end. So I'm not really tripping over that. But for the people it's for, it's just for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a full-length album coming out that you're working on. It's called For the Pack?
Yeah, yeah.
What can we expect from this and when can we expect it?
Expect a lot of diversity, a lot of diversity, because it kind of covers over from like, you know, like, 90s sounding hip hop, like the Nas or like Jay Dilla type sounds, to like all the way to, you know, Drake, J. Cole, Big Sean, all those type of people. So expect a lot of diversity, a lot of lyrical content, obviously, because I'm not going to put anything out there that's just going to be trash and not talking about something that's, you know, needed to be known about. And hopefully end of November.
Okay. One title that stuck out with me on the album was the song Silent Wolf. What is this title about?
Silent Wolf is all about, it's kind of just like straight to the point. It's just like being a silent wolf. With me being a, my whole theme has always been surrounded by wolves. And that's always been like a spirit animal of mine since like high school. Because they used to call me a wolf and stuff like that because of my beard and stuff. And I just developed a role of becoming like a lone wolf. And from there, it just went to like being the lone wolf, having a pack behind you. And, you know, with the pack, you know, for the pack, you know, boom.
Okay.
For my family and stuff like that. And then with Silent Wolf, it was just like, with me being a wolf, I feel like I didn't have to, or just being a person in general, I felt like I shouldn't have to ask for love from love, you know, for supposedly loved ones and people who support you. I feel like you're not supposed to ask for love in return. I feel like love should be reciprocated and, you know, it should be like a cycle and it should, you know, flow naturally. So I was just saying, you know, I shouldn't have to say this. So silent.
Okay. Speaking of Silent Wolf, we have it for our listeners to enjoy. Here's Silent Wolf by Dev Mac.
Thank you. was son dipped out, he forgot he still had some. Yeah. I felt like Papa wasn't there enough, felt like I ain't have one. Mama, daddy gone, I was such a sad grandson. Mother, grandpa really hear from me, man, I'm such a bad one. I've been finding peace in words, I've been sitting in the church now. Talked to God, meditated, now it's time to read a verse now. Got some guava for the tab, told mama put your purse down. And I've been hurting so long, I don't even feel hurt now. Got a lot of love for her, but she'll never know that. Another told me this forever, told her she gon' have to show that. When you show a little love, they just wanna take advantage of it. I tried to put your heart together, other put a bandage on it. Once they see what you worth, they'll try to sell all of it. They gon' try for the team, say that they gon' wanna ball for you. And dad was still around, dog, but I grew up with my father figures. A lot of friends in high school, now I'm looking like where all those people. She said, if you need love, babe, you just gotta say that. Hell, if I give love, shorty, I shouldn't have to say that. They say, if you want support, homie, you just gotta say that.
That was Silent Wolf by Dev Mack, a student here at Jackson State. How can our listeners check out Silent Wolf for themselves?
They can actually go on iTunes. They can go on iTunes, type in Silent Wolf, Dev Mack with three C's, M-A-C-C-C. They can also go on the website, forthepack.com. The number for thepack.com and soundcloud.com/devmack, three C's as well. They can check it out wherever they want to check it out.
Okay. So what's next for you? What can we expect?
I actually have some shows coming up. I have a show coming up next Friday.
Is that here in Jackson?
Yeah. Here in Jackson, downtown at Hallow Miles, actually, on the 11th at 8 o'clock. Tickets are like $5 online right now since it's early, but at the door it's going to be like $10, so it's still not that bad. And on the 12th, I'll be doing the Third Eye Music Fest off of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, I believe, in Jackson. And on the 17th of November, I'll be in Oxford at Proud Larry's opening for Silas. So.
Okay, you're a very busy person.
I try to be, bro. If you're not busy, you're probably not doing anything. So, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Shay on the mic and Dev Mack in the building. Thanks for hanging out with us today, Dev.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Cool and Current Source, WJSU.
Uncle son dipped out, he forgot he still had some. Yeah. I felt like Papa wasn't there enough, felt like I ain't have one. Mama, daddy gone, I was such a sad grandson. Mother, grandpa really hear from me, man, I'm such a bad one. I've been finding peace in words, I've been sitting in the church now. Taught the guy, meditated, now it's time to read a verse now.